The ring. Meanwhile, dawn approached, and Ravana stirred. His first thought was of Sita. Hastily dressing and perfuming himself, he set off through the early dawn light, followed by female attendants, to visit the Ashok Grove. Hidden in a tree, Hanuman watched as Ravana approached. Sita, her beauty shining like the moon through the clouds, huddled up in fear and modesty. "Have no fear, sweet lady. It is only I, begging your love," came Ravana's love-stricken words. "I have waited 10 months. Please, be mine." "Take your mind off me and be satisfied with your many wives," responded Sita defiantly. "I belong to Rama as the sunshine belongs to the sun, and soon he will come to destroy you." "Unkind lady! Very well. Be warned. You have 2 more months to agree to share my bed. If, after that, you still refuse, I will eat you for breakfast." "Touch me at your peril. It's a wonder that your tongue has not fallen out." Ravana's face twisted, and he raised his fist to strike Sita, but was restrained by his woman, who dragged him away. "Sport with us, Lord. Have nothing more to do with this Sita." Angry and humiliated, Ravana was persuaded to leave, and the female demons came forward, threatening Sita with their weapons. "Don't you know who you're turning down? Ravana, who has vanquished the entire universe, wishes to give up his wife, Mandodari, in favor of you. You're mad to refuse." "I would like to taste her liver," snarled one, "and her heart, too." "Why should we wait?" cried another. "Divide her up and cook her now." "Eat me if you like. I don't care," Sita declared. "I will never have anything to do with that monster." Shuddering with emotion, she withdrew beneath the tree in which Hanuman was hiding, saying, "If Rama would only come, he would kill Ravana and destroy this whole city. Then, with your husbands dead, it will be you who weep." The Rakshasas fell silent, not caring enough to argue, and sat down listlessly. Soon they fell asleep, and Sita crept further into the hollow of the tree. When all was quiet, Hanuman, who was hidden in the tree above Sita, spoke softly in Sanskrit, the language of Ayurveda. "Once a mighty king called Dasaratha had a son named Rama," he began, and went on to recite the tale of Rama's exploits. "In search of Sita, Rama and Lakshmana journeyed south and met with Sugriva, lord of the monkeys. Even now, Rama waits for me to bring back news so that he can rescue her." Sita listened in rapture, thinking this was a dream. Then she got sight of Hanuman. He slipped down beside her. "Gentle lady, with lotus eyes, are you truly Sita, the wife of Rama?"
"I am Sita, daughter of Janaka. I lived with my husband Rama until the evil Ravana carried me away."
Hanuman produced Rama's ring and handed it to Sita. Gazing on it as if it were Rama himself, she was overjoyed.
"You are a brave and powerful monkey to come all this way for me, taking such risks. But tell me, Why has Rama not yet come to rescue me? He does not know where you are. As soon as I tell him, he will lead a powerful army to rescue you. Sita begged Hanuman to act fast, for she could not survive much longer. Eager to rescue her, he invited her to climb on his back, saying he would take her to Rama that very day. "Now you're talking just like a monkey," she laughed. "How could I go anywhere on your back?" Hanuman had forgotten. He'd made himself small to escape attention. He grew until he towered above her. With blazing eyes and swishing tail, he proudly declared that he wished he could carry away the whole of Lanka. "I see your power," admired Sita. "But I want Rama to come here himself and defeat Ravana. That will be most fitting." She then unwrapped from her cloth a large jewel. "Give him this. Ask if he remembers the time he decorated my cheek with mineral dye after the rains. And tell him to hurry. I have not got long."
"Have no fear, lady. Rama will soon be here," promised Hanuman.
Holding tightly to the precious jewel, he was gone.